I want to ask you something. Yeah. Do you get to choose your title and your headline?
Okay, in the newspaper, there are many parts of the newsroom. So there's the reporter, there's the sub-editor who lays out the pages, and actually the sub-editor is the one who gives the headline. It's part of the workflow, like, you know, work process in a team, right? So what we do as reporters, I mean, time constraints permitting, is we suggest the headline. Mm. The headline and we call it the deck summary, which is the two or three line like lead-in, sub-hit, so to speak. But whether the sub-editor picks up that headline, that's up to them. They may have other considerations, like they may be looking at the photograph as well, maybe playing on the photo that they have chosen because they're doing the layout design, right? Yeah, so as a result, your headline may not be the best. Yeah.
But does it frustrate you though? Because a lot of the times it's that headline that really hooks the audience.
Yes, that's right? True. So actually, as a rule, I always suggest a headline. Yeah. And there's also a skill to suggesting or to coming up with headlines. I mean, punchiness, brevity, you know, and and also concision, I guess. Sometimes if you're too okay, the trouble is that we're English majors, we're theatre graduates, so we have a lot of cross references that maybe we, you know, are familiar with as literature students, but maybe the average Singaporean reader may not be. So you might be punning on something, but you know, they may not. So sometimes headlines that are too, I don't know, literary don't quite work. Something that you might see in The Guardian, you may not see in the Straits Times for that reason.
Right.
But most times, once you get the hang of what it takes to craft a good headline, most times the suggestion is taken up, or at least the essence of what you're trying to convey in that headline is taken up. But I agree, it is important because it could skew one way or another, especially if it's a mixed review, right? It could actually skew it one way or the other. So you do want to be quite precise.